Suffolk County right now is in the black. We should let that sink in for a bit because it hasn't happened in a long while, and budget officials project it won't last. Since before the 2008 recession, when sales tax revenue fell through the floor, lawmakers have been trying to make cuts where they can. According to budget officials, layoffs, asset sales, and property tax hikes all contributed to bringing Suffolk from a $187 million deficit to a $37 million surplus. But the same budget officials predict next year's operating budget will whipsaw back into the red by $170 million. The biggest drivers of the red ink are increased salary and pension costs and the increasing cost of the county's debt. Overall, budget officials said the future, while still negative, will be a little bit better than years past. Babylon Democrat Lou DeMauro went one step further.
Well, I would say more than a little bit. We had some protracted debates and a lot of pain and made some tough decisions, and we wound up with a surplus. So I'd say that's a substantial improvement.
The Budget Office for Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone credited lawmakers for passing laws that laid off some 200 county workers that ultimately reduced payroll by $100 million a year. Charles Lane, WSHU News.